From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama, emerging from a meeting with his national security team Tuesday, repeated there is no evidence to suggest a foreign terrorist group was behind Sunday's attack on an Orlando, Florida nightclub, in which a lone gunman identified as 29-year-old Omar Mateen killed 49 people.
It is increasingly clear, however, that the killer took in extremist information and propaganda over the internet. He appears to have been an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. As we know all too well, terrorist groups like ISIL have called on people around the world and here in the United States to attack innocent civilians. Their propaganda, their videos, their postings are pervasive.
Mr. Obama said U.S. law enforcement is doing everything to stop such attacks, but are sobered by the difficulty in trying to detect lone actors beforehand. Mateen was killed in a shootout with police after a three-hour standoff at the Pulse nightclub. Meanwhile, a law enforcement official has told Reuters Mateen's wife, Noor Salman, knew of his plans and could be charged. The U.N. Security Council has unanimously authorized a year-long crackdown on arms smuggling in the waters off Libya, supporting an inspection of vessels by navies of the European Union to seize and dispose of illicit weapons. Operation Sophia is designed to help the UN-backed unity government try to take charge in the country.
Cette résolution permet désormais de procéder de manière efficace en haute mer.
French Ambassador François Delattre described the resolution as representing true headway in implementing an arms embargo on Libya. The UN Libya envoy, Martin Kobler, recently told the Security Council the North African country is awash in weapons, an estimated 20 million. This is VOA News.